Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
Okay, great to see everybody. Appreciate you being here. It's pretty exciting. Great media turnout. Thanks for coming. Great kids turnout, right? Got kids everywhere running around out here, and that's what it's all about. I'm reminded of the picture I've really seen so many times of Johnny Unitas taking a picture with a young fan back in the 70s. Got to be the 70s. A little boy about probably 10, 11 years old in a white button-up collar, all dressed up like he was going to Sunday school. That was Steve Bisciotti, you know, and that's what it's all about. Always has been, always will be. So welcome back. What questions do you have? It was a good start. It was a very good start. I thought the guys worked really hard. They were ready to go. It's definitely a step ladder working our way up in terms of intensity. This is our first practice. It'll probably be our least overall, quote-unquote, intense practice because there's a lot of mental work going on there and things like that, and we want to bring them into football shape as well as we can. I did. You know, it seems to me that Odell has a good plan, and I see him working himself on a schedule to be ready to start the season. I think you saw that today. It's interesting you noticed that, because that's exactly what I saw too, and he's definitely not where he's going to be, but you could see the step from minicamp, so that was a good step in the right direction.
John, what did you touched on it a little bit earlier, but what did you see in terms of Lamar's grasp of the new offense and the first practice?
Yeah, I thought he looked good. You know, it's definitely always, we're building it. It's new. There's going to be things. Lamar's a perfectionist. He wants everything exactly right, and I like that about him. So we've got a long way to go, but we've got some time to get there.
John, by adding Todd and first-round wide receiver Odell, do you think you've really put Lamar in the best position possible to take that next step?
You know, I don't know best. You know, we'll do the best we can. I think we've done the best we can, and I think we're really good. I think we have a chance to be a really, really good football team. And so everybody do their part every day. Let's see where we go.
How have you seen Zay Flowers really take this off in the program and step up, particularly as a rookie?
Who was
Zay Flowers,
yeah. Yeah, you know, Zay has been, I just, nothing but impressed, you know, with everything he's done. He's just been, you get to feel like he's not a rookie. You know, you get to feel like he's a veteran. He just seems really mature. I think what he's been through in his life as a player and as a person, his family, things like that, great family. He's gotten them to this point so far, and again, we'll take it one day at a time. Yeah, that's a JK question. I wish it was a simple answer. You know, there's always a lot of things that go into football, but there's some complexity to it, and we're working through all that. JK's working through it, and I'm looking forward to when he's out there. You know, it's really hard to make a measurement like that. I don't know that there's a measurement. I know he'll get ready. He's in all the meetings mentally and doing those kind of things. And then I also believe this about JK is he'll be happy when he's out there. You know, he wants to be out there. So, and we both want the same thing.
John, we've seen you guys put together great records. You have great individual players. What do you think you guys need to be that great team that you want to be lately?
Right. Well, you know, I mean, all the things that go into it. You know, over the years, we've been great finishers, you know, in terms of December and January football. And I do think the last 4 or 5 years, you know, that has not been the case. And we've been playing good football. Last year, I thought we were playing really good football, our best football of the season. And, you know, we just didn't play winning football in certain ways, and those plays bite you in games like that. And that's kind of how it went. So we've got to play winning football at the end of the season. We've got to do everything we can to be as healthy as we can be. And our guys are, you know, I think we're building something for the long haul. That's what we try to do. Let's see if we can get it done. Oh, yeah, every day. I mean, you know, if he doesn't get a word right, if he doesn't get a snap count right, if emotion's not right or something like that, a read's not right, you know, he's hard on himself, you know, and you appreciate that about him. Right. Well, you know, Melvin's a pro. I had a chance to get to know him up close. We known him as a defense. Now we get to see him as a teammate. He's very excited to be here. He's very excited to make a statement about where he's at in his career for sure. Thought he looked really good, you know, out there today. Physically, he ran the conditioning test really well. He's in great shape, and I'm really happy we have him.
John, did your fitness test, condition test stay the same this year? Mm-hmm. Did everybody pass it? I mean, we didn't see anybody added to the couple.
So stayed the same, and everybody passed it. They did a good job with it. Happy with the guys. What? You seem surprised by that. You kind of seem surprised by that.
What, they ever passed it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, I don't know how to balance it exactly other than the fact that we just have work to do. You know, it's a process. So we've got work to do. It's daily. It's taking one day at a time. Let's make the most of the moment. You know, let's have a good play. Let's have a good day. And let's go from there.
John, just going back to the running backs, two things. What have you seen out of Keaton Mitchell? I heard that you talked about
it. I think he comes from really good bloodlines, you know, fast. A lot of speed in that family. And he's got it. Really, also, I'd say very determined, very confident, great personality. He's got a shot. He's got a shot in this league.
And secondly, did you get any indication on the timeline
for J.K.? No, I really wouldn't be able to say at this time.
John, anything new on Bateman and Bowser when they may be able to return?
Yeah, absolutely. So both those guys, it's hard to categorize it, but I would say both those guys are dealing with things that are like kind of side issues to their recovery. So no setbacks. Tyus's Achilles is fine. Bateman's Liz Frank surgery is good. He's fine. But with that, sometimes other areas compensate and get a little sore. And that's what we're dealing with. There are some timelines to that. I really don't want to share them right now, but they're reasonable timelines. And yeah, we'll be excited when they get back. Yeah, maybe they were thrown away from him. You have to ask the quarterbacks and Coach Monken. But I think Marlon is in great shape. And maybe he's a hard-working guy. I mean, I think he's really determined to have a great season.
All right, guys, we're going to do two more questions.
Okay, how do you feel like this set the tone for what you guys want to do as you look forward to preseason and get things going?
How this sets the tone?
Yeah, day one.
Yeah, you know, it's just a good start. I knew that they were going to come out and be into it and be excited, be a little nervous, obviously, but I thought they did a good job of taking care of one another. And really, these guys know how to pace themselves. They're pros. They're workers, you know, so it's time to get to work.
John, how much different is the pace of this camp offensively since you are installing?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think the pace stays the same, actually. Jerry, I think it's a good point. I think the guys probably are thinking terminology more. So there may be some more terminology issues. Oh, I thought it was this, or I made that check, or, you know, we used to call it this coverage, you know, whatever. But we'll get through all that.
John, you mentioned during minicamp that Salo was going to have a chance to win the left guard job. He got some run today with the runs. I get it, the pads haven't come on yet. But for a late-round pick like him to get some time with the ones day one, yeah. I mean, what does that say about him?
He deserves a lot of credit for working his way into position, Salah we're talking about, to get some times at the ones. That's something he's earned because of what he's done since he's been here so far. And, you know, one day at a time.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.